47. Then one day, when the poxes are gone off Jeremy, one of the co-op counselors in the Moms Up program calls me out from my homeroom for a conference. When I go there, Jolly's there too, in the Moms Up counseling area, where it's screened off so they can make an office where there wasn't one before. And we say hi, like we just used to know each other, like we used to ride the same bus. So the counselor, this one that won at the conference, she leans her arms in red sweater sleeves on the desk, and she says, "Jolly and I were discussing ways she can structure her time." I try to picture Jolly saying, "Ways I can structure my time." Jolly has her look on. She's gone into underdrive. "In your own words, Jolly, why don't you tell us how you see the problem?" the counselor says. It isn't a question. I see Jolly sifting through her list of problems to find one she can even describe. She moves her foot up and down, swinging it across above the floor. "Homework," she says. "And how is homework a problem?" the counselor says. Jolly looks at her. Jolly looks at me.